So, hello everyone. Shall we start?
Hi, Alejandra.
Or shall we wait a couple of minutes?
We have received a few apologies, so perhaps we can slowly start.
Okay. So, welcome everyone. This is our last preparation call before Abu Dhabi, and thank you for joining the call. Let me remind you that we have a wiki space in the CCNSO community wiki, where all the documents and notes from the working group calls can be found. Yoki will send us the link soon. And this is the agenda that we will have today. It's we have the action items, previously program working group meeting, the overall CCNSO schedule, the members meeting schedule, the evaluation of ICANN 60, any other business, and then we will see what we will do for our next meeting. So, can we please go to the action items, please? Thank you very much. So, as you can see, We had to provide comments on the draft agenda, and that is completed. And the second action item, I had to draft the crossword proposal, but unfortunately the CCNSO cocktail was canceled, so we will not longer do this in Abu Dhabi, so this is defer to Puerto Rico. The third action item was that the Secretariat will ask for volunteers from the program working group to step forward and help conducting the evaluation interviews. As you can see in the right column, the volunteers are still welcome, so if there's anyone that will like to help with the evaluation interviews in Abu Dhabi, please don't hesitate to contact Yoke. Also, there will be help from Yelena from .RS that is part of the Community Onboarding Program. I'm not sure if you are familiar with this program, but this is meant to help obtaining more volunteer work and retaining it in the respective communities. So for the CCNSO, we have two people that are in this program and will go to Abu Dhabi. One is Yelena from .RS and the other is Suraj from Nepal. They both will be going to the onboarding program sessions and will be at the CCNSO meeting sessions and will be mingling with all the CCNSO community to let people know them and ask for any help and guidance that they can find. The aim is for them to get more involved in the community, maybe joining a working group, and hopefully one day, who knows, maybe becoming part of the council or something like that. So they will be helping with evaluation interviews in Abu Dhabi. And moving forward, since the document is scrollable, you can scroll yourself. And going down, we have that the Secretariat was to send a copy of the preparation document for the session chairs to the group. This was completed and no comments were received. And the last action item was a doodle poll that was going to be sent out by the Secretariat to ask group members to indicate their preparation type and date for the next meeting, and here we are today. So that's completed. If anyone at any point has any comments or questions, please either raise your hand or type it in the chat, and we'll hand the microphone to you. So, moving on with the agenda, we have now the overall CCNSO schedule. Can we please have it displayed, please? So, the overall ICANN schedule has been published yesterday. You can find it in the meeting website. This is only the block schedule for the sessions that we are involved as the CCNSO. As you can see now, the tech day no longer overlaps with the welcome ceremony as before. There has been added the TLD Ops workshop and the title is the development of a DDoS mitigation framework. It's worth noting that this is a closed meeting. Only the CCTLDs who are subscribed to the TLD Ops can approach the standing committee of the TLD Ops and request a slot in the workshop. This is due to privacy issues and the topics that are being discussed. Then a prep session with the chairs will be an informal session. It won't appear in the ICANN schedule because normally it is it is a closed session. It's only for the session chairs. And it is most likely to take place on Sunday late afternoon. The chairs will receive an email with the date and time and the place where they will meet. As I told you, another change in the schedule is that we no longer have the CCNSO cocktail. This is due to the high cost that it represented to the community, and it was better to cancel it. And since there is also the Steve Crocker farewell and toast, there will be an occasion to still meet informally with the rest of the community. And this time, there is no CCNSO cross-community sessions, though the CCNSO did provide support to the cross-community sessions regarding the operational standards and the specific reviews. And as you can see them, we have three on Monday, and if we can make the document scrollable, you will be able to see that there are two more, thank you very much, on Thursday, in a total of five cross-community sessions for the ICANN 6E. Finally, the council meeting is confirmed for Wednesday in the last slot available. That will be block 5. And, well, that's the updates. I don't want to go through all the block schedule again unless you have any questions or comments. If not, can we please move to the CCNSO members meeting schedule, please? While it is being loaded, I want to tell you that we have the Google Calendar is already up to date. So if you want to add the sessions to your calendar, it's already available. Also, the Google Calendar will be displayed in the CCNSO website and in the CCNSO wiki, along with the with this agenda that now it's being displayed, and the links to the ICANN 60 schedule. So we have now the agenda on our screens. If possible, can we make it scrollable so everyone can go to their own? Thank you very much. To your own base. So the agenda is now finalized. Of course, minor changes might happen, but we are not expecting anything crazy at this time. Maybe an unfortunate last-minute cancellation or something like that, but if not, this is how the agenda should look like in Abu Dhabi. So we start with the CCNSO introduction. This will be done by Katrina. We will have a welcome by the local host that is yet to be confirmed. Then over an overview of the CCNSO Council's current priorities. This was a suggestion from the working group. And also, there will be the CCNSO members meeting highlights done by Patricio. Thank you, Patricio, for doing this. Now, after that, we will have the CCNSO working group updates, then coffee break, and the CCNSO PVP session. After that, there will be the finance session. If you remember, this one comes from the previous meeting, and now we have the opportunity to have it on our agenda again. Then lunch break and a joint meeting with the CCNSO and the GAC. After that, we return to the room with ICANN updates. And after the coffee break, we have a PTI session. The last two sessions of the day on Tuesday will be the regional organization's updates and the ICANN meeting strategy review regarding the selection of the venue criteria. Again, just in case you have any comments or questions, please raise your hand. On Wednesday, this has changed significantly because we had to rearrange the sessions due to the last-minute arrangement with the board where we will meet. So now we start with an internet governance session, and the Q&A with the candidates for the council nominees and the board nominees has been split in two sessions. So we will have the CCNSO council nominees at 9:30, and then the ICANN board C12 nominees at 2:30. After the morning coffee break, there's the session of the CCNSO as a decision of participants. Then we will have the updates and next steps of ICANN accountability. The joint meeting with the CCNSO and the ICANN board will be right after lunch, and we will have an experiment of having them come to our room instead of moving us to their room. So I please ask you, the ones that are on site or in situ, to please take note on how this goes, if this is a good idea to do next time, or if maybe we shouldn't stay in our room and then move to the ICANN board room. Take into account the logistics, time that it spends to move the community from one room to the other, if it is comfortable to have the session there, anything you think it's helpful, please take a note on that. And we will see what we will do with the next ICANN board session, if they give us the opportunity either to come to a room or we go to their room. So please take note. After that, we'll have, as I told you, the Q&A with the ICANN board C12 nominees. And after the coffee break, we will have a very interesting CCTLD news session, ending the day with the CCNSO council meeting. So, as you can see, we will have no legal session. This was discussed with Peter Vergotti, who agreed to focus on a legal session for the next ICANN meeting. And okay, and there is something important. I told you that there will be on Tuesday the last session. It's the CCNSO meeting strategy review. sorry. So, the CCNSO Council recently appointed volunteers for a drafting team that will prepare the terms of reference for the review of the CCNSO meeting strategy. These terms will be presented to the community and the CCNSO Council at the Abu Dhabi meeting. So I'm not sure if you remember, but there was a council resolution from January 2016 that gave an advice from the CCNSO meeting program working group. If we can put the link in the chat, that will be helpful, so you can see it. And now it will be discussed in this session. And I'm reading in the chat that Katrina says, please correct a couple of small big letters usage. The most important, Greg Shatan. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly, but the last name should be in capital letters, the starting letter. Ah, and the CCNSO Council also should be the council with the starting C in capital letters. Noted. Thank you, Katrina. So now on the chat you can see the material I was talking about regarding the review. I am a member of this review team, and I will certainly keep you updated on the discussions. We will have our first meeting this Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. Let me just check that. Yes, on Thursday we will have the first meeting, and well, I'll let you know how that goes. Are there any questions or comments so far? Okay, I see none. So we will move now to the ICANN 60 evaluation. There will be interviews on site and our traditional online satisfaction survey. The online satisfaction survey will be available as soon as the members' meeting ends. If I'm not mistaken, this will be at the end of Wednesday. And there will be interviews on site, as I told you. Yelena will be helping Joke with these interviews. And now I'm asking the program working group members if there is someone else who would like to join these ladies in helping with the interviews. Okay, maybe not. But if you do, please, if you change your mind, send an email to Joke. The interview questions are very simple. It's nothing too complicated. For example, how did you feel about the CCNSO members meeting here in Abu Dhabi? What did you like best about the CCNSO members' meeting? Suppose that you could change one thing that would make the program better, what would you do? And what topics do you like to see addressed at the CCNSO members' meeting? It's a very simple interview. And also, as you can see now on your screen, you can see the satisfaction survey. I do believe that this format has helped us to have a more friendly survey, since it's short and to the point. The questions are overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you with the ICANN 60 CCNSO member meeting? And you can go from very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, neither satisfied nor dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, and very dissatisfied. And there is only one small change on the next question that says, how would you rate the following items? And it's in the several rows there are different things, but the change was on the options you have to choose. You have excellent, very good, good, fair, poor, and now we added the column not applicable. This was a suggestion made in the previous survey because some people said that they either did not attend or did not have enough information to make any evaluation, and they would like to have the non-applicable option, not to alter the result of the survey. Then we asked what aspects of the CCNSO members meeting went particularly well, what aspects of the CCNSO members meeting needs improvement, What topics do you like to see addressed in this next CCNSO members meeting in Puerto Rico? And if there are any comments, questions, or concerns that we should be aware of. And at the bottom, you see the questions from the interview that I just told you about. Are there any comments, suggestions? No? Okay. Oh, I see a microphone. Okay, maybe not. So, can we please move to the... any other business, please? Thank you. So, anyone has any other business? Yes, Katrina, please.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks a lot for all the work that's been done on setting up agenda and changing all the things and accommodating all the requests. A little bit before the meeting, I forwarded an email to you. The email we received from Jonathan Zook, that's this group, let me be precise here, CCT, Competition Consumer Choice Consumer Trust Review. Again, they are something I just wanted to send it to you, and if you see that we cannot accommodate their late request, just tell him that no, it's not worth it. And we can certainly distribute the information they have. And but otherwise, I think it's a very good agenda, very we're very packed as always, and really very. I like the new session. I'm sure it's going to be a success, just as always. And thank you very much again. That's it from me.
Thank you, Katrina. Thank you very much. Any other business? Yes, Eberhard?
Hi there. Sorry for being late. As I said, day job issues. Okay, I just had to mute my speakers because of an echo. Tech Day is fully booked from 10:30 to 16:40 and 5 minutes for closure, so we have got the full time used up with topics. Some interesting stuff. I will circulate a draft agenda to this program group and to the tech working group within a day or two.
Thank you, Eberhard. This is very good news. And when you send the draft, please let me know if I should add the sessions to the Google Calendar or if we should wait a little bit longer in case there are any changes. And it's good to know that it's that the full time is used. Yes?
Yeah, we first need to look for scheduling issues, and then I like to make the agenda a little bit attractive, that we don't put the same things, the same people, or the same topics close to each other. Put some what we think is interesting next to something which is maybe not so interesting, so we structure this that people don't run away and things like this. But I let you know, and that's why I mention it, I let you know when you can post it on the calendar. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Eberhard. Any other business? Okay, I don't see any raised hands. Maybe we can move to the next topic, that is the next meeting. For this, I will ask Joke to help me.
Hi, Anna.
For the next meeting, I'm getting... Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, it took some time to unmute. So the suggestion is to meet at the first week of December. I will send out a doodle poll with some suggested dates and times so that we can hopefully finish the scheduling of our next meeting as soon as possible. And during that next meeting, we will evaluate the feedback received from Abu Dhabi and also give an update to the program working group members regarding the first planning sessions for ICANN 61. That will already happen in Abu Dhabi. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Joke. So, if we don't have any more comments or suggestions, I think we can wrap this up early. This was a very efficient meeting. Thank you very much for joining. And if you think of anything else that maybe it didn't come to mind at this time, please send an email and we will see how we can deal with this new idea or comment or suggestion. Thank you once again and have a very good ICANN 60.